I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local, your connection to local music. And we're going to be talking today about a production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma being jointly produced by Jeux de Mie Productions and Triple Threat Productions in Decatur at the Decatur Civic Center Theater. It's an all-high school student production. And we'll be hearing from two of those students later in the show, as well as one of the producers of the show in just a few minutes. It runs July 10th through the 12th this weekend, Friday, Saturday evening at 7, Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock at the Decatur Civic Center. Lots from Oklahoma by Rodgers and Hammerstein on Live and Local today here on FM 90.9. That was the famous scherzo from Mendelssohn's Incidental Music to Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. We heard a performance by the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Charles Dutoit here on FM 90.9. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. And I had a couple of conversations between yesterday and today with people involved in a production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's musical Oklahoma, which is going to be at the Decatur Civic Center Theater this weekend, the 10th through the 12th. It's a musical, as they say in their advertising, with plenty of singing and dancing as young ranch hands and farm hands compete for the affection of the local girls. And in this case, we are talking about young boys and girls from various high schools in Decatur and in the surrounding communities. I had a chance to talk with two of those students involved in the production. We'll hear from them later on in this hour. But first, I wanted to talk to one of the folks involved in producing Oklahoma and helping the whole thing come together. It's a joint production of Jeux de Mie Productions and Triple Threat Productions, and I spoke with one of the two producers, Jerry Johnson, and specifically asked him about Jeux de Mie, which is an organization I had seen mentioned before but never even knew how to pronounce until I asked him. And so I asked him to tell us more about Jeux de Mie Productions in Decatur.
Jeux de Mie Productions, that's pretty much myself and Mike Redlinger.
Okay.
We're just a small production group here in Decatur, Illinois. We were heavily involved in the local community theater group for quite a number of years, and we decided because we wanted to do shows that they might not be interested in doing, we would start doing things on our own. And this is really the first show that we've done that we have just produced. Usually we'll choose a show and cast a show and direct the show, perform in the show, do pretty much just everything. But we were approached by this other group of folks who wanted to put together a summer show for high school kids. And they asked us if we would produce it for them.
And is this other group called Triple Threat Productions?
Triple Threat Productions, right.
Yeah. What can you tell me about them?
Well, it's really three younger people. Beth and Keith Creighton are a married couple. She studied music. He studied theater. She is the musical director of their activities, and he is the artistic director. And then the third fellow is a friend of theirs. His name is Scott Hines, and he has a lot of experience in the community doing swing choir, and he choreographs the show.
Okay, hence the triple threat, the three of them.
Exactly, acting, singing, dancing.
Yeah. So what's the local theater company that you decided to, you know, that you wanted to do something different from?
Right. That's us, Jeux de Mie Productions.
Well, no, I mean, what's the other local theater company?
Oh, the community theater group here in Decatur is Theater 7.
Okay. And what sort of shows do they typically do, and what sort of shows did you want to do?
Well, they typically do shows that community theaters do. the audience for most theater is generally older, and we found that the audiences for community theater may be older than your average theater audience, so that they often do shows that are a little, pretty much G-rated, you know, just a little, I guess, family-friendly, and there are a lot of shows out there that are a lot of fun, but they may be a little naughty, they may have some bad words. We're not afraid of those, and so we're kind of trying to appeal to a slightly different demographic, folks, say, 35 to 55, who are looking to just go out and have a good time with their friends. And so we often select shows that are a little different that the community theater might not be interested in doing.
So folks who have no problems with your average R-rated movie, for example.
Right, yeah. Right.
And what are some of the shows that you've done so far?
Well, last fall we did The Full Monty. It's a musical version of that movie. The year before that, we did a large musical called The Great American Trailer Park Musical. That was extremely well received. Everywhere I've seen it, where it's been performed, when I kind of researched it online, it had rave reviews and sold out audiences and whatnot. We also do some smaller productions, dinner theater shows here in Decatur. They are often musical reviews, but for example, we did I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change, Married Alive, Five Course Love, they're all, again, sort of musical reviews, but they have sort of a real basic storyline that weaves everything together.
You're probably familiar with the Station Theater here in Urbana.
Yes.
I imagine. And
yes.
Seems like you've got a leg up on them because you did, you beat them to the punch with two of the shows you mentioned, which were both in their season this year. The Great American Trailer Park Musical apparently was a great success for them, and they're finishing up the Full Monty this weekend.
Uh-huh.
So well, you got the jump on them.
I think they may have picked up on Trailer Park because we mentioned it to a couple of the folks that we ran into and told them, if you want to have great audiences, do that show because folks love that show.
Well, do you think that's representative of relationships between various community theater companies in our region?
It may be a little more even widespread than that. I know that when I do research online looking for shows that we might be interested in, I often will basically do a search for a show that we did that we enjoyed doing and we got good response to, and find theater groups that did the show, and then sort of what else did they do? Do they have a common sensibility in terms of the shows they select that we might share? And then, you know, get ideas from them on shows to do in our future.
Do you tend to try to go to other community theater groups' shows in the region yourself?
If it's a show that we're interested in doing or that we've heard about that we'd like to know more about, we took a road trip up to Bloomington to see their production of Urinetown, because that's kind of a fun show and a little quirky, the kind of thing that we like to consider doing.
That's a very quirky show. I saw that at Parkland College Theater.
I saw that a few years ago, and they did an amazing job with that show.
At Parkland?
Yes.
Yeah, they do some marvelous shows. I'm always impressed with their productions.
Yeah, they sure do.
So how long has Je Demi been around?
Since 2004.
And have you done pretty well?
Overall, we have done very well. We're slowly building sort of an audience base. They sort of have grown to expect the kind of shows that we do. We don't want to get locked into doing specific kinds of shows because, you know, this is just something we mostly do pretty much for fun, and we want to explore, you know, lots of different styles and what have you, whatever sort of excites us at the time. Sounds like fun.
And you use a couple of different general venues?
Yeah, we've been doing dinner theater at a place called the Decatur Club in downtown Decatur. We started at a different place down by the lake, and a couple years ago we decided to try and stage a large production at the Decatur Civic Center. So right now we kind of bounce back between the Decatur Civic Center and the Decatur Club, but we're kind of settling in at the Decatur Civic Center because it's it's got more advantages in terms of staging a theatrical production there, that the theater is a little more equipped to do more interesting things.
So it's more set up actually to be a theater.
Absolutely.
What appealed to you about cooperating with the Triple Threat Group on Oklahoma, since that is definitely much more your typical musical?
Well, it's mainly because it was utilizing a cast entirely made up of kids, and we hadn't done anything like that before.
Did you cooperate with them in the high school musical last year?
Or did
they
do that?
They did that on their own. They did themselves.
They did have some other folks helping them produce it, and they thought that we would probably be a little more efficient in terms of taking care of the production side because we had a little more experience than the folks they worked with last year.
So tell me just briefly about the role of the production group in this case for this particular show.
Well, our role is to take care of everything that doesn't involve acting and music and dancing. We had to design the set and get the materials together and coordinate its construction, coordinate the acquisition and collection of props and costumes, work with the Decatur Civic Center, the venue, on scheduling rehearsal space and performance dates, all the things that, again, don't involve the acting, the singing, or the dancing.
Last night, I understand, was their first time in the theater with everything coming together, the orchestra, the costumes, and everything.
Right.
Did you happen to see it?
I was there and was there for probably 10 or 15 minutes in the rehearsal, and it looked like it was going fairly well. It's kind of the typical situation where the actors are pretty confident in what they're doing, and then you throw costumes, props, and sets, and lighting, and sound, and orchestra at them, and they stumble over all that stuff. But that's why you start by adding those items a few days early, so that then eventually they become accustomed to that and they're good to go.
Yeah, it's always an exciting time in a show when you get to that point. You think you've got a good show, and that's when it really all comes together.
Right. Sure is.
Well, it sounds like a great production. Sounds like a good opportunity for your two organizations to cooperate. And hope you all have a successful show this weekend.
Well, appreciate it. And it's the kind of thing that I think community folks can come and just enjoy seeing these kids having a great time.
Jerry Johnson, one of the co-producers for Jeux de Mie Productions of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma at the Decatur Civic Center Theater. This coming weekend, July 10th through the 12th, that's Friday and Saturday evening at 7, a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. And if you'd like to get tickets, you can either visit the website for Jeux de Mie, which is jedemi.org, or probably best to call the Decatur Civic Center Theater. It's area 217-422-6161. It's an all high school student production from Decatur and surrounding communities, and we'll be talking with two of the students involved in the show in just a few minutes here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. The program today is supported in part by Strategic Capital of Champaign, your area IGA food stores, Birch Tree Counseling and Consulting of Champaign, Swire's Land and Management Company of Fairmount. These business partners join the friends of WYLL in making great programs possible, and we thank you.
I'll take you out tonight with me. Honey, here's the way it's gonna be. You will sit behind a team of snow white horses in the slickest gig you ever seen. And a slow clip clop. Don't you hurry with the surrey with the free.
And one of my favorite songs from that show, The Surrey with the Fringe on Top. This was a recording from the 1955 film which I think to this day might remain for me my only exposure to this show. It's always been through the film. I'm trying to remember if I've ever actually seen it on stage. But at least the film, somewhat unusually for these things, has virtually all the same songs as the stage production. We'll be hearing a little later some performances from another recording based on the stage production. But in this, we heard Gordon McRae as Curly McLean, Shirley Jones as Laurie Williams, and Charlotte Greenwood as Aunt Eller Murphy. In that from the film 1955. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Oklahoma is our connection today as we connect with a local performance in Decatur at the Decatur Civic Center. It's an all high school student production, and we've got a couple of the students who were in the cast who were in conversation with me yesterday. You'll hear a reference actually to something we referred to in the conversation with Jerry Johnson just a few moments ago that indicates that was actually a day apart between those two conversations since I talked with Jerry today, just in case you catch that reference. Jordan Hoff is in the role of Laurie, and Paul McCormick, Ali Hackam, as they say it in their performance. They will talk about where they're from and a little bit about how they're experiencing the show. So what I'd first like to know, and either of you can answer this, what was the process of casting for this particular show, since it's an all high school student production, right?
Yeah. We actually had put out a lot of, like, signs and things around the neighborhood and all around, like, central Illinois. And we had a lot of people come to Holy Family, and we had to sing a song. We had to read just off, like, hand. We had never seen the scripts or anything before. We just had to look and read, and then we had to learn a dance and do it. And it was a lot of fun. We just met a lot of new people, and great to know that a lot of kids are interested in the arts and all that junk.
And Jordan, what school are you from?
I actually go to Eisenhower.
And that's Eisenhower High School?
Yeah. And I'll be a junior this year.
Okay. And Paul, what about you?
Well, I went to St. Teresa for high school, but now I am actually going to Loyola in the fall in Chicago and majoring in international studies.
Wow, so is this going to be your theatrical swan song, or do you expect you'll be involved in theater later on?
Yeah, it's kind of like just my last thing before I go, so it's pretty special for me.
So for either of you, and both maybe, what's been your involvement in different musicals, either in school or other productions?
I actually participate in Elite Energy, which is our show choir at Eisenhower, and I've just been dancing since I was 2, and I've been singing since about 5th grade, and I've been doing plays since 6th grade, and I just really thought we did High School Musical last summer, and it was a lot of fun, and then I thought, why not do it this summer too, you know?
Was that the first musical you were in?
The first musical? Yeah, High School Musical was my first musical. Wait, no, it wasn't. Grease was my first musical. Yeah, Grease. Grease we did in the fall, right before High School Musical started. And it was a lot of fun, so I thought, oh, well, I better do the summer program because I liked singing in Grease so much. And then High School Musical was great, and we met a lot of new people. That's when I first met Paul, actually.
And so. did you land a lead character in those previous shows?
No, actually, Oklahoma is my first big lead part.
And it is a very big one, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Paul, what's been your previous theater experience?
Well, in high school, I always participated in the musicals they had, you know, annually. And then last year, like Jordan had said earlier, this program that we were in had put on High School Musical, and that was the first production this theater group had ever done. So that's where I met Jordan. And like Jordan, I didn't really have a part either. I had 2 lines. So so it's cool to grow in the program and get, you know, bigger parts to expand a little bit.
So is the idea, as far as you know, to draw students from many different schools just within Decatur or beyond Decatur, or what?
I think so. I think it's a way for students who are interested in theater to meet other kids from other schools that are interested in theater, or for kids who are from other area schools, maybe like Maroa or Clinton, something like that, to come in and meet other kids from other towns.
Well, I wanted to know also how many people are in this cast. Is it a particularly large one, or what?
It's actually pretty big. It's not a huge cast, but it's not small. We probably have at least
30
of us in our cast. It's a fairly big cast for at least our group.
But it's fairly manageable, though.
Yeah.
So tell me what you think of the show. The reason I ask it quite that way is that, you know, this thing was first opened in 1943. And that's a long time ago, and yet somehow it must still be interesting to people. And that's even far beyond what you guys can even think about, I'm sure. So how does the show seem to you?
It was kind of interesting to see from going from High School Musical, which is a contemporary play about teenagers like us, and then going to Oklahoma, which is about, you know, a play written in the 40s about, you know, the 1800s. So it was, at first it was hard to get into the characters because they were written so differently than what we're used to. You know, the basic, like, interactions with people are still the same. There's still, like, funny things and, you know, love stories and stuff like that. So eventually we were able to find, you know, what would interest us in the play.
And
it was different. Like, when we first found out, we're doing Oklahoma? Like, we didn't get it. Like, we were just like, you chose this play, why? But we've actually come to really like it, and it's a very interesting play, actually. It has a great storyline.
Well, that's one of the things I was reading just about the history of the play, that for musicals at the time, it was the first, or at least one of the first, that actually had a story and integrated it well with the music and so on. Does this seem to dovetail at all with any of the things you've learned in American history class, if you have American history classes?
I guess the only thing I can really think of is just, you know, the culture out in the West, you know, when it was still the frontier. Obviously, it's a fictional story, and, you know, people really didn't act like that. You know, farmers didn't, you know, weren't musically talented, I guess, you know. And then, but I think, like, just the kind of attitude that it's, like, a brand new state and anything is really possible kind of shows the kind of frontier ideal, I guess you could say.
So, Jordan, tell us about your character. Yours is one of the two, the main romantic story. Tell us a little bit about Laurie Williams.
Oh, yes. I'm Laurie, and she is typical, like, teenage girl. She works on the farm with her aunt, and she has this on-and-off romance with this cowboy named Curly, and she's, like, a big romantic. She wants everything to be just like the storybook romance. So anytime that Curly's just acting weird or anything, she's like, oh, no, this isn't right. So she gets all upset and overworked about everything. But when he does something right, it's like, oh, my God, I'm so in love. And she just jokes around and teases him, and they're just there. Oh, I don't even know what to call them.
So it's
a lot of fun.
Pretty much like modern real life when it comes to teen romances, huh?
Yeah, pretty much just like any other teenage girl.
You're just wearing old-time dress, and he's in cowboy boots.
Yep.
Yeah, and Paul, yours is kind of an interesting character. Ali Hackam, is that how you say your character's name?
Yeah, that's my character's name. My character is kind of like, I guess, what, you know, the greasy car salesman would be, you know, back in that time. I'm a peddler, so I go around selling, you know, used stuff, which actually a lot of it is just kind of junky. And I come off as being like this foreign guy. I'm supposed to be from Persia. You know, I have a foreign accent. But a lot of times it just seems like he's just using that to, like, sell his, like, stuff to the people around the farm. So I'm kind of just, like, this selfish person that just goes out for, like, whatever I want. And it's just kind of, like, you know, a fun kind of quirky character.
And you're actually trying to go after one of the other girls in the show, right?
Yeah. I go after Ado Annie, which is Lori's best friend. And things are go okay until her father forces me to marry her, kind of like a shotgun wedding. So I had to try to get my way out of that. So that's a lot of what my role in the play is about.
But she's actually after somebody else.
Right.
Which makes it all, there's like multiple love triangles here in this show.
Yeah.
It seems like. We'll take a break from the conversation here and play one of the songs, particularly involving the character of Laurie. Jordan, which one might you suggest for us to give a listen to?
I would probably suggest Many a New Day. It is a song that I sing with all the girls when I'm trying to convince them, because Curly goes off with another girl, and I'm trying to convince him I don't need a guy to be happy. But I'm actually lying to myself, and in the song, they're pretty much trying to help me lie to myself, because I know it's killing me inside, but I try to show that I don't care.
You try to put a nice face on it.
I try to put a nice face on it.
So this is called Many a Day. It's Many a New Day. It's from Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, which is going to be performed at the Decatur Civic Center Theater by talented high school students from Decatur and neighboring communities this coming weekend on the 10th through the 12th. And you can get some more information by going to jedemi.org. That's jedemi.org, or the Decatur Civic Center website. And you're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. That was the song Many a New Day by Rodgers and Hammerstein from Oklahoma. This is from a recording made in 1952 with Virginia Haskins in the role of Laurie Williams, and then the female chorus from that particular production. And heard it on Live and Local on FM 90.9. We're having a conversation with two of the student members of the cast of Oklahoma that's going to be presented by the joint production of Jidemi Productions and Triple Threat Productions at the Decatur Civic Center Theater. This weekend, Jordan Hoff plays the role of Laurie. She's from Eisenhower High School in Decatur. And Paul McCormick is on the phone also, the character of Ali Hackham from St. Teresa School, just finished up, Paul did, and is headed off to, I think you said, Loyola in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to hear another song. And this one, Paul, you said is not quite a song. Tell us about this one we're going to hear next.
Well, this is kind of an interesting song, because it's not really like a typical one, because you don't sing the whole way through. It's kind of spoken like they do sometimes in musicals. But what the song is really about is my character, Ali Hackham, just tried to weasel his way out of a marriage with the girl he's been chasing, Ado Annie, But her father has now, like, got it fixed that Allie Hackam is going to marry her. So he's been forcing me basically into a shotgun wedding with Ado Annie, and now it's just my frustration over that situation, how now you can't just have fun with girls anymore, you have to marry them now too.
Yeah, so you don't like taking this whole relationship thing seriously at all.
Right, no.
So this is the singer in this performance, also from the same 1952 production. It was David Morris. He's joined by the rest of the chorus. It's a scandal. It's an outrage from Oklahoma by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Trapped! Tricked! Hoodblinked! Ambushed!
Friend, what's on your mind? Why do you want?
That was from Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. It's a scandal. It's an outrage. David Morris playing the role of Allie Hackam along with the chorus, and from a 1952 production. In the production in Decatur this coming weekend, Allie Hackam played by Paul McCormick, who is with us on Live and Local. Jordan Hoff also here in the role of Laurie. They're from high schools in Decatur, although Paul had the great pleasure of graduating this spring. Tell me about the experience of doing this student, all-student production, since it's not a one high school show. It's from many different shows. What's that been like for you?
Well, it's a fun experience. We always have a lot of fun, and our cast isn't like a natural cast. We become a huge family. We are all really, really close. A lot of us did High School Musical last summer, and we're still close from that, and we've all came back because we've just so much fun. We still have connections. Like, even though the show from High School Musical ended last summer, we still talk, and we call over the phone, and we email, and so when we found out we're doing Oklahoma this summer, we all were like, oh, yes, we get to see each other again, and because a lot of us are from out of town, and a lot of that, so we don't really get to see each other a lot. So when we do get to, it was a great experience to see everyone again at the tryout. And then all our newcomers from this year who are just trying out this year have really loved it, and they will probably come back next year if we do another show. And it's just been a lot of fun. We're just a really interesting cast.
And of course, you never quite know if all your friends are going to be cast or not. Particularly not in lead roles, but I gather that most of the ones you wanted to see are back in this show. Is that right?
Yeah.
So that's good. Are you both dancers?
I am. I have been dancing since I was two, and I'm still taking dance every year at the dance center.
Because your character has to do quite a lot of it.
Yeah.
And how about the other members of the cast? Is there a pretty good dancing cast?
Have a lot of people who have had prior dance experience. The girl who plays the Dream, Lori, actually takes dance with me at the dance center, and she's an amazing dancer. And one of my best friends has been taking dance, and she was like three and all that too. So we've grown up together doing dance, and like a lot of people that I know in the cast have actually had a lot of dance experience, and it's just really cool to see how people grow in dancing from when we were like two to now. It's just really cool.
And Paul, do you have to do any dancing in the show?
Well, unlike Jordan, I am not a dancer. I dance like a bag of hammers. But fortunately, I don't have to do so much dancing in my character. You know, I have to do company numbers and stuff like that. But luckily, with a lot of hard work, I've been able to get it at least manageable. It doesn't look terrible. So,
Paul, you're not that bad.
Well, it's funny how when you do auditions, it's if anybody can dance, it's usually the girls can dance, and usually the guys are on the awkward side, and they have to work really hard to get you know to be at all competitive with the girls. So that's good that you're working on it. But of course, your role is a little more comic relief, wouldn't you say, between you and Ado Annie?
Right. Yeah.
And then Will Parker, who's her real love interest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate having both of you on the show, and I hope you have a terrific production. Have you started with the orchestra yet? Do you have an orchestra?
Actually, we are just adding in the orchestra tonight, so this could be interesting.
Wow.
Because we actually haven't done it with all the lights and the tech and all the stuff. We did costumes earlier this morning, but tonight we are throwing everything together with microphones and all that. So tonight should be an interesting night.
And we're actually talking on Tuesday, and the show airing on Wednesday. And is your final dress rehearsal then what, Wednesday night, Thursday night?
It'll be Thursday night, I think. It'll be our final dress rehearsal.
And are you ready?
Oh, I hope so. I think we're okay. We've done pretty well. Just, like, we've only ran the show, like, all the way through, like, maybe once. And we did actually a pretty good job. But now we're starting to run the show nonstop, and hopefully it'll be ready by Friday.
Mm-hmm. And do you find that once you get the costumes on and you're on the stage and there's an actual set and the orchestra is playing, do you find that you suddenly become those characters more than you were just able to do just in a rehearsal space?
Yeah, it definitely helps push you to be able to become the final character. It takes a lot of energy to try to be someone else, but when you add, you know, the set and the costume, that really provides a boost to help you become your character.
So it's like you can believe it yourself a little bit more.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I remember that. I've never been on stage myself. Well, when I was sixth grade, and that's all. I was a little kid in the one of the Siamese children in The King and I, and never did it again, and that was perfectly fine with me. I'm happy to stay in the pit and conduct, but I've heard that said by other people that once all those things come together, then you really can start to feel like you are Laurie and you are Allie Hackam and relating to all these other people. Anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners about the show before we go out with a final song?
I don't think so. Just come and see us. We worked really hard, and we'd love to see you here.
Yeah, buy tickets.
Buy tickets, right. And you can do that by calling in 217 area 422-6161. The show is Oklahoma, put on by the talented high school students from Decatur and neighboring communities, joint production of Je Demi Productions and Triple Threat Productions, and it's going to be at the Decatur Civic Center Theater this weekend, July 10th through 12th, Friday and Saturday evening at 7, Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. And my guests on Live and Local have been Jordan Hoff from Eisenhower High School in Decatur playing the role of Laurie, and Paul McCormick from St. Teresa playing Allie Hackam. And you're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Was from one of two studio recordings with Nelson Eddy in the role of Curly McLean of Oklahoma by Rodgers and Hammerstein. That's from 1952. The same recording we played a couple of other examples from earlier. And we'll come back with one final selection from the 1955 film version with the title song in just a moment here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our program is supported in part by Community Blood Services of Illinois, providing all donated blood for patients in Champaign-Urbana, Charleston, Mattoon, Danville, and Effingham. There are no substitutes for donated blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information is at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life. And reminder that Oklahoma can be seen at the Decatur Civic Center Theater this Friday through Sunday. Friday and Saturday night at 7, Sunday afternoon at 2. The Civic Center box office is at 217-422-6161. Here are some other performances going on in your area. The Full Monty, the musical, is at the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana tonight through Saturday at 8 o'clock. Those are the final performances. It's Funny Girl at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan. Performances today at 2 and 8, and then Thursday and Friday at 8 o'clock each. The Peoria Municipal Band is performing in the Peoria Riverfront tonight at 7:30. The Illinois Chamber Music Festival at Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington is presenting one of its student recitals. That's tonight at 7:30 in Westbrook Auditorium. Tomorrow it's Forever Plaid at the Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater in Goodfield. That's at 6 o'clock. Thursday through Saturday, and noon for a brunchtime performance on Sunday. The Illinois Shakespeare Festival is presenting A Midsummer Night's Dream tomorrow at Ewing Manor in Bloomington. For more information on times and some of the pre-show performances, you can visit their website at thefestival.org. And it's Bye Bye Birdie, put on by the Actors Rural Theater Company in Tuscola at the community building there, performing Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. And the Illinois Summer Youth Music Jazz Faculty Recital is at Smith Recital Hall tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. On tomorrow's show, we've got a couple of conversations. First with Joel Alberts, who's director of the Center for the Performing Arts in Bloomington. Sorry about that, about their coming season. And also we'll be talking to somebody involved with an Elder Hostel singing workshop. We'll hear all about that on the show tomorrow, live and local from 12 to 1. I'm Kevin Kelly. Currently 67 degrees at 12:57. We have news headlines coming up at 1:01, and Julie Amacher has music at 1:06. This afternoon will be mostly cloudy with occasional showers and a few thunderstorms, the high 76. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 65. And Thursday, mostly sunny, warm, and more humid with a high around 86 degrees. The outlook for Friday, mostly sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 91.
It ain't too early and it ain't too late.
Starting as a farmer with a brand new wife.
Soon be living in a brand new state.
Brand new state, gonna treat you great.
Gonna give you barley, carrots and potatoes.
Pasture for the cattle.
Hey, we're only saying
you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma.
A song that wasn't in the musical until right before it went to Broadway. In fact, the show was called Away We Go, but that song gave it its new title. That's how it opened, and that's how it has been. This is WYLL 90.9 FM and HD Urbana, operating translators W293 AF Danville and W266 AF